Sivaratri with Maharishi. When T.K. Sundaresh Iyer was a boy of 12, he first visited the Maharishi on the hill in 1908. That first meeting bonded him to Bhagavan for the remainder of his life, and consequently, he was a witness to many marvelous events in his Guru's presence. Here is one such incident on a holy Shivaratri night in Sri Ramanashramam, as recorded in his book, At the Feet of Bhagavan. It was Shivaratri day. The evening worship at the Mother's shrine was over. The devotees had their dinner with Sri Bhagavan, who was now on his seat. The devotees at his feet, sitting around him. At 8 p.m., one of the sadhus stood up, did pranam, offered obeisance, and with folded hands prayed. Today is the Shivaratri day. We should be highly blessed by Sri Bhagavan expounding to us the meaning of the hymn to Dakshinamurti, Stotra. Says Bhagavan, "Yes, sit down." The sadhu sat and all eagerly looked at Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan looked at them. Sri Bhagavan sat in his usual pose, no voice, no words, no movement, and all was stillness. He sat still, and all sat still, waiting. The clock went on striking 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and 3. Sri Bhagavan sat and they sat. Stillness, calmness, motionless, not conscious of the body, of space or time. Thus, 8 hours passed in peace, in silence, in being as it is. Thus was the divine reality taught through the speech of silence by Bhagavan Sri Ramana, Dakshinamurti. At the stroke of 4 a.m., Sri Bhagavan quietly said, "And now, have you known the essence of Dakshinamurti hymn?" All the devotees stood and made pranam to the holy form of the Guru in the ecstasy of their being.